Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a very important broadcast lined up for you today. Tomorrow we do have the campaign chairman for Ron Paul 2008 joining us to talk about the counter demonstration coming up in Iowa, where Congressman Ron Paul has been banned from the debate slash candidates forum by the Republican Party, basically, by one of John McCain's hacks that is running that event. We'll have his campaign chairman on with us tomorrow to go over that. Today, we have a gentleman who's really got his history down, and I always enjoy having him on with us. That's Alan Watt of Canada. Just an amazingly well-researched individual. I want him to go through the history of who the New World Order are, what their mindset is, what their game plan is. It's important to know our enemy, and not just their current strategy, but to understand what makes them tick, how they operate. That's coming up in an hour and a half for the second half of this transmission. We'll also have wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. Started getting calls early this morning. Called him a few times. His phone was busy. He was able to get a hold of him about an hour ago. Randy Weaver in Arkansas started getting calls that a SWAT team had surrounded him and that there were men in black uniforms stalking around in the bushes. I called him and he said indeed that there were men in black uniforms running around in the woods there on his rural property, and that his neighbor clearly saw people in black uniforms running and jumping in black SUVs and speeding away. Then he got a call from the sheriff's department saying, we just got a call from the FBI. They're getting calls a few hours into this saying they're not involved. They're not doing anything. And generally, they'll lie about a lot of things they're doing. But generally, if they're preemptively calling saying, hey, we're not on your property, generally, it could be considered the truth. But again, they lie so much we don't know. It's kind of like they were out on the Browns property 3 weeks ago surrounding their property with armored vehicles and snipers in the woods, and then later admitted to others that they had done that. At first, they lied to the media. So Randy Weaver will be joining us coming up in the next segment to talk about what happened to him today, and we appreciate him coming on with us. I know his phone's ringing off the hook. Were you able to get Randy? We're doing that right now. Fantastic. So we're going to have Randy coming up in the next segment. And then, as I mentioned, Alan Watt coming up in the middle of the next hour. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Cheney told an author 9/11 didn't change Cheney, but gave him the opportunity to put his views into action. That's the headline of the Washington Post four-part series on the influence and power of Dick Cheney's. Reveal the tactics of a stealthy operator. Another headline by NBC, has Cheney gone too far, announcing himself above the executive, outside the government? Of course he has. He needs to be impeached immediately. As soon as they say they're above the law, as soon as they say they can do whatever they want and are above even their own laws, that's impeachable right there. That's called treason. Really, it's a resignation from the office of the vice president. It's a public resignation. But he's saying he's going to continue with those executive powers, but saying he's above the law. And by the way, that's his own statements now. Now, we had Gonzalez saying that a few years ago when he was chief White House counsel, then as attorney general. Yeah, that's right. The attorney general saying the president and vice president are above all laws. Now, that's what the memos say. Well, now Cheney's publicly saying it. Just out in the open, it is Twilight Zone dangerous. I mean, this is just unbelievable, off the charts. We'll get into that. Also, high schoolers get in Bush's face about torture. CNN will be playing that. Feinstein, they're saying they're going to push for the Fairness Doctrine. Now, just last week, they said it was a conspiracy theory. It wasn't true. They said that Senator Inhofe was lying about the elevator conversation. Well, now they reversed, and they're saying, yeah, we're going to try to ban talk radio. They're coming for us.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Arkansas is in the news today. Randy Weaver back at his home in Arkansas. One of the survivors of Ruby Ridge lost his wife and son there to Lon Horiuchi and others at the Ruby Ridge Massacre back in 1992. With great honor and distinction, he went up there to report for the press and try to defuse the situation. He traveled up to the Browns' home, Ed and Elaine Brown, outside of Plainfield, New Hampshire. He was there for a couple days. They had a press conference, not this Monday, not yesterday, but last week, about 9 days ago. And Randy spelled it out, that it was high treason and what had happened there was wrong. Now, Randy was stalked, of course, and they shot the dog as the dog was running away, the Golden Lab, which they said was trying to attack the officers. If you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. But later they did an autopsy of the dog. It had been shot in the rear end. The bullet came out its head. And then, of course, they shot his son in the back twice, well, once blowing his arm off and once right in the back killing him. And they shot his wife in the head while holding the baby. So imagine what it's like for Randy to learn that there were black SUVs and people in black uniforms running around his private property in rural Arkansas. So joining us is Randy Weaver. So you can get the actual facts from the person himself, because there's a lot of rumors going around and a lot of ring around the rosy where people whisper one thing and then it comes out another. Randy, thanks for coming on, sir.
Thank you, Alex, for having me. I appreciate it. I'd like to say thanks to all your listeners, too, for the support. And the ones that helped me get out there to New Hampshire. I like to meet a man face-to-face and get to know him a little bit. And Ed Brown is a very intelligent man, and his wife is, too, an intelligent lady. They've got this figured out, and they have told the government all they want is for the government to show them the law that they have to pay their income tax, which there is no law. So the government is over a barrel on this one, and I tell people this could be the start of the new republic, which is what we want. We're going to get rid of this de facto federal government.
Randy, let's talk about, because I want you to talk about your experience with the Browns. I meant to get you on last week, but I knew you were still traveling and probably exhausted, so I was going to wait till this week. Tell us, later discuss what happened while you were there. But right now, please, blow by blow, specifically what happened this morning, when you first learned of this, what was going on your property.
Okay, well, I was just up sitting around my bathroom, and the neighbor lady, she was getting ready to go to work.
At what time?
She came knocking on my door.
At what time?
At about 8 o'clock this morning.
Okay, 8 o'clock, you're in your robe, knock, knock, knock.
Yep, and she says, Weaver, you up? And I said, yeah, I just got up. And she came in, she says, I just spooked some guy in a black uniform off the back part of the property up by the garage. And I go, really? She said, yeah, they got a real good watchdog. And she said, Buster was up there raising cane. She wanted to go see what it was. She was all dressed up, ready to go to work. And she went out there and didn't see anything right away. And pretty soon this guy jumped up in his black uniform, took off into the woods. And so then she come back, she figured it had something to do with me. And she said, Randy, she told me about it. And I told her not to worry about it, and she went on to work about 20 minutes later, and she called me right back after she'd left. A quarter mile down the road, here comes this black Suburban with tinted windows pulling out of my neighbor's pasture. They came back in. He's got an old barn in there, too. And so they're surveilling the place. I called the local sheriff's department and asked the lady named Jolene. I said, is there a warrant out for my arrest? She took a little bit of time and come back. She said, I don't see anything, Mr. Weaver. And I said, well, I think there's a SWAT team surveilling my property out here, and I was wondering why they would be doing that. And she says, well, maybe, I don't know. She said, maybe they're just looking around. I said, well, looking around. I said, whoever it is, they're trespassing. And I said, it's probably a federal SWAT team. She said, well, if it's federal, they can do what they want. And I said, lady, that's the wrong attitude. The American people are waking up to it. They cannot do what they want, and we're going to put a stop to it. And she got kind of huffy and hung up on me. Well, then about an hour later, one of the local deputies come out and come to my door, knocked on the door, and I stood at the door and talked to him through the screen for a while. And about a minute later, I decided the guy was all right, and I let him in the house. And we had a good discussion here in the kitchen. I let him know what I knew about it. And, of course, all people across the country were getting in on Tim. My daughters knew about it, and they were calling people. This deputy said that the FBI from out of Fayetteville called him and wanted to know what was going on over here. And I said, and he said, of course, they didn't know. Well, I said, if the FBI don't know and the local sheriff's department doesn't know what's going on, it's Ed Brown. He was on he said, too, he believes it's Blackwater, the Blackwater team, which is a private corporation. I figured they work for Homeland Security or whatever, but I guess they operate out of North Carolina. So it could be Blackwater, a private corporation, security-type team, or a SWAT team, or some other federal agency.
But I mean, Randy, sure, Homeland Security, it sounds like that with a black uniform. I mean, we know Blackwater was used in New Orleans, a few other areas, and they're wanting to use them domestically against the American people, but I don't know if they'll get away with that. Just because the FBI says they weren't there, they said they weren't in Plainfield, New Hampshire, and we now confirm they were. They said they weren't on the property with the federal marshals 3 weeks ago. I mean, just because the FBI says it doesn't mean it's true.
That's true. You're right, Alex. And they could just be asking the local sheriff's department to get an idea of what they know so far and if they've been tipped off and all that, see?
Now, it could also be some hot dog mad at you from what happened with something to prove. Back in the 1990s.
I don't think it was that. I believe it was a federal agency or somebody working for them.
Why do you think they... Now, you know this neighbor well?
Yes.
And she's never told you any wild stories before?
No, she's a nurse in town.
No, I believe you. I mean, I'm just saying, yeah. So she's credible to you?
Oh, absolutely. And her husband's just an awesome neighbor. He'll even run off... real estate agents, let alone the preachers, let alone the FBI.
Well, that's too bad that, that they are credible people. I wish this wasn't true, so let's just say it is true. Sounds like it's true. She said that he was sneaking around exactly where?
up around her garage, which is about, I'm going to guess 100 foot or 150 foot maximum up behind their place there. See, their house is only just right across the driveway, and their dogs and run in the yard with my dogs and vice versa. They're about 120 feet away from you.
Did she say he was wearing a mask? Was he wearing balaclava, or what was he wearing on his face?
She just saw a man take off in a black uniform.
Heaven help us. That doesn't sound like police looking for marijuana patches, which is the routine thing, is they'll be running around on your property, or they'll come over with a helicopter and see bloodweed, and which they think is marijuana, and then they raid your house because this weed grows all over half the country. But I wish it was that, but no, it doesn't sound too good, Randy.
Yeah, it's they didn't have no helicopters. See, we have helicopters fly around there quite often, but there wasn't any helicopter activity this morning, so I think they're doing their footwork on the ground. They run to get a layout of the property, you know, and then they do that, and then later on they run in with their dynamic entry type crap.
Well, we know these people don't work alone, these cowards, so there were probably as many as 10 of them sneaking around out there then, but she only saw one SUV?
She saw one man and one SUV, a Suburban. They can pack six or eight of them guys with all their equipment crap in a Suburban. That's what they, and then Charlie went down to that pasture and he drove in. He said there's one set of tracks going in and one coming out. So I figured just one team and
Randy, if it is one person and they were sneaking around, the only thing is it's really stupid to be there in the light, but he may have been trying to. That could have been
that,
a.
They admitted they did that 24 times, at least 2 dozen times on our property up in Idaho.
They did it over and over again before they came in.
Sure. And setting up cameras and listening devices and all that stuff.
Well, you better do a policing operation of all the surrounding areas.
Well, I've already got neighbors going turkey hunting.
But I would just search for devices everywhere because we've seen them do that before. You know, Randy, he could be casing you out to run a hit on you, kill you. Could have been a private mechanic.
Yes, well, I did. See, that doesn't bother me. They can't scare me, Alex.
No, I understand. I'm just saying on record we have to bring it up that it could be a hitman. Do you want to comment on that?
Well, what I want to do is find out who it is. And my daughters, you know, they're really worried, and they're contacting Arkansas State legislators and stuff, and they're demanding to find out, have them investigate and find out who's pulling this crap. We want to know.
I just don't think they can handle, Randy, the fact that you've got courage and stood up against them and that you're an icon and that you went to the Browns' property. And I just hope to God it's some type of intimidation and not preparation for, I mean, if, you know, God forbid, you know, that 2 months from now we hear, oh, Randy Weaver committed suicide. Randy, you want to put on record you're not planning to commit suicide?
I'm not planning on committing. You see, they pulled that on me when they put me in jail the first time up there, well, after the Ruby Ridge deal. They kept me in medical isolation for quite a while, and when I got out, I was upset. I wanted to watch TV, and they wouldn't let me do it. And they said that they put me in there because the sheriff's excuse was that he was afraid I'd commit suicide. I said, if I could commit suicide, I'd have done that before I come off the hill. I wouldn't go to jail and then try and hang myself from a short bedpost, for Christ's sake.
Well, that's how they get you. Well,
sure.
this is extremely serious because, of course, they shot Gary Webb twice in the head and then had his supposed friends come out and say it was a suicide. Clearly it wasn't. They blew his jaw off with the first shot and shot him in the back of the head the next time. And then everybody just bought the story. Oh, it's a suicide. Randy, you are not going to commit suicide.
No way. I'm having too much fun now, Alex. I want to see the new republic formed. This is for my kids and my grandkids. And yours, too.
Well, Randy Weaver, absolutely, I'm here. I'm just dumbfounded by what's happening. Do you want to say anything to the people that were on your property?
Don't come back. And you better take your uniforms off and go get a real job because you're going to lose them later. And if you wait till the very end, you might be wanting to get rounded up, and then they're going to be going to prison. When we get these local sheriffs educated so that they know what their real job is, they'll start rounding these guys up. That's what I said I was going to do when I run for sheriff back in 88 out of Idaho. I said the sheriff, the feds were out of their jurisdiction. They were not going to work in the county.
Randy Weaver. Let me talk to you during the break. He may come back. He may not. I know he's very busy. We'll come right back. We've got a bunch of international and national news as well. Stay with me.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
We're back live with Randy Weaver from his home in Arkansas. And Randy may have to jump off at any time if he gets an important call from the legislature or the police chief or his daughters. But imagine all the terror they've already been through. Their mother being killed, his son, their brother being murdered in cold blood, shot in the back, and have somebody on the property again. And I really think the feds do want to start the next revolution. I think this is what it's all about, and I think there's a good chance that they're casing the place to kill Randy. And I have to say that because I've just seen it too many times. And they'll be waiting in his house one night when he comes in when it's dark, and they'll just say, oh, and they'll club him on the head, tie him up, and they'll say, all right, this is why we're going to kill you. And they'll make fun of him first. And they'll say, here's a picture of your daughter. We're going to kill both your daughters unless you sign unless you write out the suicide note. And then they'll laugh at him and shoot him a couple times in the head. Hell, they may cut his arms. I'm not trying to be mean here. I mean, he's a former Green Beret. He can hear this. They'll cut his arms and legs off, pour gasoline on him in the news. Fannie Malik in Arkansas will say it's a suicide. We've had them machine gun cops off the road, shoot a couple hundred rounds into the car and call it a suicide, cut arms and legs off, pour gasoline on people, claim that you... Imagine cutting your arms, legs, and head off and then pouring gasoline on yourself. It's impossible, but they do it and call it a suicide. And I'm not trying to, get over dramatic here. This is serious, folks. They've already murdered two members of his family. Randy, are you shocked that they'd be creeping around on your property now?
No, not really. You see this Ed Brown thing, Alex? This has got him over a barrel. Ed has got his stuff together. And, like I say, I have to be around the man a while to judge his character and get to know him, and then I'd make my decision. Ed is very intelligent. He has got a world of knowledge about things that I'd never heard of, but he explained to me, and it makes sense. I only believe what makes sense anymore. I don't take anything on faith. And he has had it up to his eyeballs with the feds. And all he's saying is, show me the law, but I have to pay that income tax, and I'll pay him. And he would. But he knows as well as I do that there is no law saying you have to. See, it's voluntary to file. What does voluntary mean? It does not mean mandatory. And they can't, if they admit that now, if you think of the consequences of them admitting that this has been a hoax all these years, people are going to really be upset. They will be about as upset as I am, probably, and that'll be getting bad for them, see? So what are they going to do, Alex? I mean, I think it's funny myself.
Yeah, it is comical in a way, but it's also so serious.
Right.
But after what you've been through, I know you're just sick of it. This is just terrible, Randy. And I just want to get it on record about the hit teams, so that can hopefully diffuse that. Randy, I know you don't want to run, and I know you don't have a lot of money, but also I wouldn't just wait out there for them to come get you. It's perfect for them because your daughters, one of them's visiting family. For the summer, the other one's grown, 30 years old, as you said. You might go visit them, or might, it's just perfect, a bachelor.
Okay. You cut out on me, Alex.
Well, I mean, Randy, all I'm saying is you might for a month or two, it's not running, it's just not making it easy for them. You might just try to diffuse it and go visit somebody for a month or so, or what do you think?
Well, I haven't decided yet. I'm going to figure this out in my own head. And I mean, I got things to do. I can't sit here all the time. I got a life to live. And if they want to cut it off, they can cut it off here or down the road. It don't matter.
No, I understand that. I'm just thinking of ways to diffuse it. But I mean, it really just comes down to like a bigger dog trying to urinate on a smaller dog. Isn't this really just a pissing contest where I think they're just there because they're just mad. They're mad at you, Randy.
The thing is, you see, it's like you said, maybe they just want to try and intimidate. Well, they can't do it. They can forget me. They better go work on Joe Blow somewhere else because they can work with me. And I would encourage the listeners all to call the Boone County Sheriff's Department. And I don't have that number right handy, but in that phone book right there. 741. Oh, well, okay, 870-741. 8404. That's the Boone County Sheriff's Department, and the sheriff is Dan Hickman. And if they just call in and say, this is a bunch of baloney, and while they're at it, they can try to educate the sheriff a little bit on what's going on and why they're upset, and that we're going to put a stop to it. We're not going to take orders from the feds anymore.
Absolutely. It sounds like you've got somebody there with you. Obviously. Pardon me?
A whole house full of neighbors and friends come over.
Good. Well, that's the most valuable thing in the world. Good friends and family, better than all the gold in the hills. Randy, I want to keep you 3 more minutes until the other side, and I want you to plug how people get your book. I know you didn't come on for that, but I want to have people try to support you, and I want you to be able to make sure we've got the right number for that sheriff's department. We'll give that out again on the other side. And just tell the sheriff, Randy Weaver's been through enough. You went up there trying to help a family out of trouble, trying to cover it for the free press. Don't let the feds come in there and grease him.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
And then I'm going to shift gears into all the other news. Speaking of Arkansas, vandals splash conspiracy theory on walls of county courthouse. Some of our listeners, or it could be a false flag, that is a way to blame us for this. I've gotten emails from as far away as New Zealand with photos of big factory spray-painted Infowars.com on them, accusing me of doing it. And road signs in Colorado and Michigan, look, that's not me. I'm here in Austin, Texas. And whoever did this, I understand they're trying to get the word out, but I don't want you to go to jail. And let me tell you, folks, they did one hell of a job. I'll put it to you that way. Wait till you see the video of it. It's going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as we speak. Going back to Randy Weaver. Randy, we're all praying for you, and that's the key. And we love you, and we appreciate you as a reporter going up there and covering what was happening and really trying to do the feds a favor and trying to defuse this situation. But that didn't happen, and I appreciate everybody that supported you and the Browns in going up there. But give out the name of the county, the nearest town, to where you live, and where you're at in Arkansas, basically, so folks can call the city police, the county sheriff, and just tell them, don't tell the feds, back off, Randy Weaver.
Okay, it's Boone County, Arkansas, and the sheriff's department is in Harrison, and they can call there and tell them that what's going on is not right, and we want to find out who these guys are, and I just love them all and appreciate all the support, and we're gonna put a stop to this de facto federal government. We're going to go back to constitutional government, and we're going to tell the judges to stop. They're not going to operate in kangaroo courts anymore. And we want them to show us the law, which they can't, so that's neither here nor there anymore. And the Federal Reserve runs this country. Whoever controls the money controls the country. And they've got a phony money now, fraud note, paper money. It ain't no good. Gold and silver, we need that to go back on the standard like the Constitution says. And that's how they control us. It's the only legal counterfeit operation in the country, that Federal Reserve is. It's not federal, nothing in reserve, so.
I'm going to stop you right there. I want you to plug, because I know that you don't have a lot of capital. Plus, it's a great book. I've got a signed copy from you. There's two different books out, but one of them really financially supports you, and I think that's the best book on the subject, in your own words. How do people get The Federal Siege? How do they get that book?
Okay, there's two they can get it through the Gun Owners of America, GLA, with Larry Pratt. Or they can, and I don't know what his internet site is. I don't even have a computer myself. But
GunOwners.org.
Okay. And the other one is DeltaPress.com. They're out of El Dorado, Arkansas.
And tell folks the full name of the book.
The Federal Siege of Ruby Ridge, in Our Own Words, by Randy and Sarah Weaver.
The Federal Siege at Ruby Ridge. I got a copy from you about 4 years ago. And it is an excellent book, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody needs to get it to really understand what we're facing here. Before you leave us, I just wanted to bring this last point up. I know you've been on the road and just got back. You spent some time in New York. But Randy, Dick Cheney announced last Thursday publicly that he is now outside the executive, and even laws that Bush, executive orders that are even fiat laws, that he's even above those, and literally is even above the president. Now, he actually announced this, and we posted it in the news articles, and in the message board there are neocons in there saying that this is good. And even NBC has the headline, has Vice President gone too far? ABC has the headline, Dick Cheney power grab, says he's autonomous from government. I mean, listen, folks, they're not stupid. They're announcing this for a reason. And, I mean, in my heart, I am very upset. And, I mean, we know they did all this criminally with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act last year, abolishing the governors and also with the Military Commissions Act, and then with Presidential Decision Directive 51, May 9th, where the president said he's above the Congress now and literally made them puppets. I mean, folks, this is all Caesar crossing the Rubicon, Hitler declaring himself Führer. This you are witnessing history. Okay, not even during the Civil War. Not even during that period did Lincoln declare powers like this. This is, Randy, I wanted to get your take on it.
Okay, I heard him when they announced that on the news, and I caught it right away. Cheney, what I figure, he's getting scared. He wants to get away and distance himself from the presidency because he knows that the American people are starting to learn the facts about 9/11. And that one thing alone right there is going to bring their house of cards down if people get educated on it. And Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and the whole cabinet and most of Washington, D.C., they need to be indicted on treason. And I mean indicted. They say impeachment. I say indict them all. They're all treasonous. It's easy to prove. And if we get them in a constitutional court of the people, they're all going to they'll get some of the consequences for treason. They're scared.
Well, they better be because they always tell us they're invincible. They always tell us they can't be defeated. And I'm telling you right now, folks, they were going to set off nukes. They were going to release bioweapons. We'd already be in deeper water. Now we're fighting them. That's going to force them to go ahead and do it. I'm predicting that we will see nukes go off in this country. I don't know if it's this year or 5 years from now, but they are going to pull it, whether it's Hillary Clinton or somebody later. The point is, that's going to be a desperation move. They are not going to give up. Just like Hitler in his bunker, just like Mao or anybody, or Ceausescu, they are not going to give up, and I want everybody to know that. But we don't have a choice. Look, we didn't start this fight. We didn't draw first blood. We didn't ask for this. They came against us, and I agree with you, Randy. They know that we are kicking their butt.
Yes, and I think their first move, Alex, will be martial law. They'll set up roadblocks, and they will have names of people to arrest and put them in camps. And I'm saying when they do this, when you come to a roadblock, you better be prepared to make up your decision right there, whether you're going to a camp or you're going to stand your ground. Get steeled. The American people better get steeled because it's coming down, and it's going to be a lot of tears and bloodshed before it's over with, and they better steel up right now and know who their friends and neighbors are and the ones who'll stick with them.
Now, for people that don't know what stealing up is or gearing up or committing yourself, explain to them what that means.
Getting an attitude of courage, getting some courage and being prepared to do what's right. We would love to see this done peacefully, but I think we got them over a barrel now with desperation. See, they don't want to lose their power. That's what it's all about. They don't need any more money. They are power hungry. They think that they are smarter than we are, and they want to control us, and when we're out of control, it don't sit well with them. Well, that's too bad.
Randy Weaver, being stalked by the feds or black ops, hitmen, we're not sure. It doesn't look good. We'll pray for you. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks, Alex. Best to you all.
God bless you. You know, frankly, you know, in my gut, we did laugh around the office this morning hearing about somebody in Bentonville, Arkansas. Vandal splash conspiracy theory on walls of the county courthouse. This is out of News 5, KFSM TV. They painted 9/11 was an inside job. Infowars.com, Google Terror Storm. Of course, they didn't put it in the article where you could actually read it, but they did show video of it. And I want to tell whoever did this, it probably is not the police. It looks like, the way it was spray-painted, that it's not an accomplished graffiti person, and I would guess they are 16 years old. 15 or 16 years old. And they are going to probably catch you. And you're probably listening right now. And they're going to throw the book at you. And I just don't like seeing them be able to get away with what they like to do. But at the same time, we're in a war. We have a government running giant child kidnapping rings. That's mainstream news, Chicago Tribune. It's right there, totally illegitimate. We have a White House that's declared itself totally illegitimate. We have counties that are under federal martial law control already. They've announced Northcom's already running the whole nation. That is martial law, just they're not fully enforcing it. You're saying we're under martial law. It's just they're not fully turning the heat up. But it's engaged. And so it's just shades of the unraveling. And I hope the system knows that they need to back off. I mean, you know, this gets the word out. It gets a bunch of attention. But at the same time, it's not just that I can't endorse it because then I'd be endorsing criminal activity. It's that I've genuinely said on air that it's, you know, one thing. I mean, the paper hangs on bridges. The, you know, things of that nature don't hurt anything. And I've always said I don't think people should target private property. The excuse here they're using with what's happening. Well, I mean, do we have that audio clip ready yet? Vandal splash conspiracy theories on walls of county courthouse. And I'm not just reading this because it's about some vandalism or about our listeners or about Infowars.com. I'm doing it because it's about a movement. I mean, folks, Americans are pretty wild people, and the veneer of civilization is paper thin. I mean, look, the globalists do understand feds. I know you don't. You've been told you're invincible. They do understand that once they get you to pick a fight with us, we are going to completely open up a can of you-know-what. And just once this stuff goes physical, you guys and gals are in so much trouble. I don't want that to happen. Believe me, I know you got families. I see you as human beings. I don't see you as meat or as dehumanized like you see us. I'm not a psychopath. I'm not a sociopath. I got a big heart, folks. A big heart. And if you read Conrad Lorenz and Animal Human Psychology, you'll understand why. The meanest predators, the meanest people, folks, have it built into them to be loving and sweet because you don't want to tear up your pack or your tribe or your troop. I got a big heart, folks, because I know what it is to be evil, okay? I've seen both sides of it. And when I was growing up, I was almost seduced by the dark side, but I pulled back in time. And I just see their plan, and my God, it's bad. It's real bad. Hundreds of thousands of dead cops and military. Foreign troops pouring in. The cities in shambles, starving populations. The New World Order will pull what they pulled in the Soviet Union here like it's nothing. And I don't want this to happen. And I don't want our military 5-10 years from now to be just like Hitler's general staff, desperately trying to take them out. We need to have cooler heads prevail now and realize your New World Order is sick. And realize all your elitism is wrong and admit to yourselves the government is out of control. You're going to be used. Don't you understand? It's written down. It's in the plans. We've written articles about it. We've linked to it. They plan for you to pick a fight you can't win. You cannot win. People all the time say, oh, man, you know, once this stuff starts, man, the government's got overwhelming force and power. If 1% of the gun owners fight, it's 1,600,000. Folks, 5,000 guerrilla combatants could bring this country to its knees in hours. Now, the reverse of that is they got Russian, British, and Israeli teams all over this country with nukes, pre-placed special ops, ready to go in and nerve gas whole buildings, ready to blow up power plants. The people guarding the power plants are owned and run by foreign countries openly. Our entire communication structure is held by foreign governments, namely Israel and England. We are completely wide open. And while you fools are looking at people living in the mountains of Arkansas, the enemies of the Republic are in the White House and in the Congress, and they are literally piloting this ship into the rocks. And you're busy kicking the poor serfs around out on the streets, writing them parking tickets. And grabbing our kids and doing everything else you do. And pushing your Ritalin and your Prozac. I mean, we've gone bad, folks. The country's gone to hell in a handbasket. The country has gone to hell in a handbasket. It's what happens. It's the norm in history. We went bad, folks. And if we don't admit how bad we've gone, it's going to get a lot worse. That's the thing about once things go bad. And I know y'all want to keep living your lives like there's nothing going on, okay? The president and the vice president are openly saying they are dictators, okay? It's not pretty. And so what do you say about these young people? Who knows, they may be older, but I tend to think they're young. Vandals splash anti-Bush slogans on the Benton County Courthouse. Over the weekend, they covered the courthouse buildings, annex, and county cars with political graffiti. Police say surveillance on other buildings in the area showed no suspects and did not even show the vandalism happening. One call has come into the police, but so far no suspects. Bentonville residents say graffiti in their town is unusual and is not the way to get the message out. One resident said, I was shocked, partly because it's Bentonville, and I don't think I've seen graffiti in Bentonville before. That's because this isn't graffiti. This is people desperate to get the word out about terror attacks and who carried them out. Vandalism now covers the Benton County Courthouse and Annex. The silver letters splash on walls. Glass and even vehicles tout a political message. 9/11 was an inside job, Bush knew, and death of the New World Order. Vandals also splashed the address of 9/11 conspiracy theory website. Well, the police ought to be glad they're dealing with teenage kids, folks. Wait till all the special forces operators are dealing with them. Go ahead and pull your martial law, and it won't be vandalism. See, we're trying to stop all this, folks. Bentonville Police Chief James Allen said, "We'll be interested in knowing about anybody that's been going around saying, and acquaintances or someone they know has been saying this repeatedly, or anybody that's bought a lot of silver paint recently." While police look for a suspect, city workers are cleaning up the mess that could cost thousands. Don't worry, you'll just write up more taxes like when people sue bad cops. You just tax people hundreds of thousands. So what's a few thousand? Again, though, I don't want these good people to get in trouble. That's why they shouldn't have done this. Because this is tyranny, and they'll think, you know, they'll have a score to settle with you, and just keep your mouth shut. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to go, and they're going to ask around who's talking about 9/11 in this little tattletale town. Pretty big town, actually. Who knows, though, if the cops have got any souls left, they'll probably should agree with it. But they won't. They'll see it as a challenge to them. And that's why this country will probably not make it.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
All right, here is the final quote out of this article. Chief Allen said nobody wants to see their taxes go up, and this causes tax money to get spent that should have been spent for something else. You know, like grabbing people's children, probably. They're real bad up in Arkansas. People in Bentonville say it just doesn't make sense. One citizen said, I don't know what their motive is because city governments have nothing to do with the federal government. They're just being federalized. The people are just here. If you think it's such an important idea to them, then why don't they stand up and claim it? Another citizen commented, instead of just sneaking around in the middle of the night and defacing property. If you have any information on the recent vandalism, call the federalized local police department of Bentonville. You're federalized. We know it. Everybody knows it. So shut up. And, again, I mean, all the crimes you commit, you know, I mean, Halliburton and DynCorp can openly run giant child kidnapping rings, and you don't care. Oh, but you're all so upset about some spray painting exposing these criminals. Oh, it's so terrible. Let's all get real serious and real upset. While close to $4 trillion is missing from the Pentagon. We do have that newscast. I'm going to play it later. I do want to take some calls. We're going to start the next hour. The really big news is it's now official. Remember last week it broke that Senator Inhofe was from Oklahoma was in an elevator with Hillary and Feinstein, and they were talking about how they want to shut talk radio down. That kind of pulled Trent Lott's bacon out of the fire because Trent Lott had also been calling for doing something about talk radio. He's such a piece of trash, man. I hate that. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I just sometimes just like literally just sink into hatred. No, it's not good. It's not healthy. It's just such a twit. Another male cheerleader, folks. I mean, Bush, all of them, a bunch of trollops. The thing is, if they want to be effeminate, that's fine. The point is they act like they're all manly. It's just disgusting. But I see right through all of you. Just stick to... Oh, never mind. I'm not going to say it. The point is... That piece of trash called for going after talk radio, Tony Blair leaving office. He actually leaves tomorrow, but officially announcing he's leaving last week. Said they need to start shutting down the internet and internet news, quote, because it's taking over. That's right, punk. All your criminal activities are being exposed. You can't just rape the living daylights out of us with no resistance. They're getting scared. And they should be scared because you're beginning to realize you can win. And you're beginning to realize you don't have a choice. Well, they denied it and called it a, quote, conspiracy theory and called Inhofe a liar last week. And then 5 days later, they're in the mainstream news giving speeches calling for it. So there you go, you pack of lying trash. Now, we're going to get into that in the next hour. Closing out this hour, you can get the new Terror Storm, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be shipping out next month. We can't ship it till then because we can't ship it till it hits stores. Part of the distributor agreement, but we have it, and your purchase also makes this show possible. Terror Storm, the final cut, the director's edition. It is the special edition. 17 minutes of new footage, remastered, new video, new audio added as well throughout the film. 1995, Terror Storm, get it. We will ship it out to you first as soon as we can, mid-month next month. That's pretty close now. So if you want to be first to have it, order now, and your support also makes everything we do here possible. We're doing a lot of capital expenditures. We need your support. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or 888-253-3139. It'll be uploaded soon to PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.